Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. It's such a pleasure and an honor to be with you. On most of my shows, I feature an amazing guest who helps inspire you to create all your dreams into your reality. And every so often, I like to do a show just by myself, woman-o-e-woman-o instead of mano-e-mano. And I love to go solo and fly solo because I am known out in the world as an expert in success and also in media, specifically in books and radio. So I want to impart some of my wisdom to you as well, and so that we can really connect and grow together. Listen, I hear from people who tune into the show and talk about it, how it changes their life. And I love hearing from them. Trust me, it brings me to my knees sometimes. I'm going to mention Robert Jenkins, who's out there right now. Dude's a truck driver, and he has just flown to China to start his own business. He's got investors meeting with him, and he tells me, Deb, I'm bringing your book, Dare to Dream, with me to China. It's going to become mandatory reading, and I'm also going to tell people how you've changed my life and get them involved in your radio show and your programs. So that's great. I adore Robert and all he's creating out in the world. Here's the thing, I want you to create it too. So I taught for so long about the importance of creating dreams. And here's what I found. I'm a certified coach, yeah? So as a certified coach, what I started to realize working with people in groups or privately is about 3% of people are actually going to create their dreams at any time. And what that means is the other 97% are letting stuff get in their way. They either don't have the technology of how to create it, which I'd love to teach you, or they get stuck. Maybe right at the start line, they've got their dream, but it's really just a wish because they're not going to take action to create it come true because something inside of them says, I can't, it'll never happen, I'm too limited, I don't have X, Y, and Z, not for me. Or people get on the path to creating their dreams and they're actually doing it. They're taking action, things are happening, and then boom, they hit an obstacle. Usually it's from the outside, or maybe something major happens in life and they get taken down right off the path, so discouraged, so disappointed, they give it up. But I'm here to tell you it's all about what you do in those moments that makes the difference about creating dreams because, hey, almost all of us experience what we call failure. Failure is one of the greatest learning tools in life. If we will learn from what happened and take a different stance, a different tact, a different path, do something contrary that won't create that same result, we will find our way to freedom and success in our dream. So I really want to encourage and inspire you to get there. One of the dreams I'm creating in my life right now is about wine. I am talking about the liquid, the golden or red liquid that you drink. I love wine. I love wine. I find it romantic. I find it fascinating. I go to classes to become a sommelier. Sommelier is a French word for wine steward. And sometimes I feel like a total idiot in those classes because as much as I know about wine and love wine, there's so much I don't know. Do you know in Italy alone, there are 5,000 wine varietals, grape varietals? So 5,000 in Italy, like what does that mean for the world? There are so many thousands and thousands, so much to learn about it. But I really love it. I find it a lot of fun. And right now I'm in my second class, which is pairing food with wine. Fascinating stuff. So I'm taking this one step at a time, but learning about becoming a wine steward out in the world. And something we learned in class last night I found really illuminating because I thought it spoke to the human condition. They were talking about the soil that grapes grow in. And there's a particular type of soil which is made of clay and iron. It's actually a really difficult soil for grapes to grow in. But because of it, it makes the most incredible grape, therefore wine. So what I'm saying is the roots of the grapevine go into the ground, and because there's clay and because there's iron, it means there's a lot of rocks and it's really difficult terrain. It's really hard for the roots to get into the earth in order to get the nutrients to bring it back up to make an incredible grape. Well, that difficulty in getting the root into the earth, the difficulty in it going deep, deep down and around all these obstacles and bringing up the nutrients it wants actually creates the most structured wines. And for me, that's full body, robust, potent, spicy, delish. And hey, isn't that kind of like you and me? We go for a dream and we hit difficulties. Maybe our life is full of clay and iron, right? And some boulders here and there. But we find a way to let our own inner roots go down. Go down into the earth anyway. Makes us stronger, more robust. It makes us even more structured in our lives, more potent, maybe more spicy. And difficulties do create character. I know most of us would rather avoid it, but I'm telling you this because I really want to urge and motivate you forward to create your dream. Dreams are what make us want to jump out of bed in the morning. And success is what comes when you simply refuse to give up with goals so strong that obstacles, failure, and loss only act as motivation. End of story. Because if you're persistent, you will get there. That's what I know. If you're consistent, you'll keep it. So, all of that said, I'm going to read to you a little bit from my second book. It's an award-winning international best-selling book. It's called Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, and do a couple of subjects for you today so that you can start to look at your dream and what's possible. I'm also going to take you through some exercises, and here's what's really interesting. I've never done this on radio before, not like this. I've done this with private clients and occasionally in a workshop, but I'm going for it today. So I'm going to be giving you some processes, exercises, affirmations, self-hypnosis, things. Promise you it's not going to put you to sleep. I do promise you it's going to create a lot of positivity in your space and a lot more potential about what's possible to move forward. So the first thing I want to give you a quote from Wisdom to Success, is about happiness. I want to talk about happiness in regards to our dreams. Happiness, and this is the quote, happiness is our destiny. If anyone out there doesn't feel happy, it's time to check in because it's your birthright. My definition of happiness is positive or pleasant emotions ranging from contentment to intense joy. There is no one way to bring that about. Happiness is contingent on each person and should be experienced from within and exuded without, rather than having something external be the cause or demise of your happiness. The point is, if you want to be a writer, then write. If you want to be a painter, paint. Dancer, dance. Fit and healthy, then be fit and healthy. If you dream of traveling, then travel. Just decide to do it. Understand this brevity to our time here. The time to be happy is now. No matter if you're 18 or 80, same clock, right? Tick, tick, tick. If you've ever lost anyone significant in your life, you appreciate in a whole new way that every breath, every moment we're alive is a great gift. Losing someone you love teaches the immediacy of life, the quickness of life, and how not to waste it. Now is the time. Oh, and by the way, happiness changes. One thing can make you happy now and then as you go along. That may fade. It may become something else that causes pleasure or well-being, and that's okay. So along the lines of happiness, let's do a little bit of process here. And by the way, you can call in. I think when we get to our next break, we'll give you some numbers that if you want to call in, feel free, any show, any time, and love to talk to you. Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio, and let's talk a little bit. Let's encourage you more and use some of these full of energy, present, excited, and open sayings. Remember, everything is energy. That's where I want to start. Everything's energy. So if you just breathe, if you're able to breathe wherever you are and close your eyes, or if you're driving or on your phone or at work and listening to this, all okay. Just allow the energy. Words are energy, and this is super positive energy I am sharing with you. Please receive my gift to you, and your gift to me and the world will be what you create, including your dreams. So this is about joy and happiness. I am abundantly joyful and happy. I am so grateful for my life. I find beauty and joy in ordinary things. My life is a joy. I relax easily and open myself up to delightful surprises. My life is a joy filled with love, fun, and friendship. I choose love, joy, and freedom, open my heart, and allow wonderful things to flow into my life. I am free and always have been. Experiences that made me feel like a victim were only experiences that appeared and disappeared in the arena of consciousness that I am. And let's do some for personal growth. I remember myself as the master that I am, the master I've always been. I know I have mastery over my life by how still I can keep my mind and how alert I am in the now. I am clear, untouched, and unharmed by all that I have experienced in my life. I use my power lovingly when I have influence over others. I remember myself as the master that I am, the master I've always been. I know I have mastery over my life by how still I can keep my mind and how alert I am in the now. I am clear, untouched, and unharmed by all that I have experienced in my life. I use my power lovingly when I have influence over others. We're going to go to break. Again, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you about creating abundance. Using your dreams, creating your abundance. And it was actually Michelle Obama who said, success isn't about how much money you make, it's about the difference you make in people's lives. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of our. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of our.
Do you enjoy listening to Gary and Dane every week on Voice America? Would you like to spend 4 days with them, exploring what else is possible for your life and living? Access consciousness is not a thing you do. It's a lifestyle you can live. It gives you access to everything you are and gives you the tools to create anything you desire. what else would you like to add to your life? How much fun can you have being alive? What are you capable of that you haven't ever acknowledged? Join Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here in the new foundation class, April 15th to 18th in Vancouver, Canada, or live streamed online. It's a brand new core class in Access, and you could be part of its creation. To find out more or sign up, visit 5daysofchange.com.
Debbie Dashinger. Awesome. That is actually Michael Bernard Beckwith, who has an album in one of his books that he shared with me. Beautiful stuff. He has some great songs if you're ever interested in that. And this is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream. That's right, Michael. Take a breath. Let it be all right. You know, good things come to people who wait, but better things come to those who go out and get them. So your dreams can come true. Just have the courage to pursue them. And remember, courage doesn't mean to do something without. Courage means to do something in spite of fear. So do your dreams. Create your dreams. And if you want to know more, by the way, go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's DashingerDot com. And I also work in media, specifically creating books into bestsellers. So if you've got a book and you're ready to be an international bestseller, I do all the heavy lifting. Just go to mybestsellerbook.com. I have had hundreds of clients and 100% success in creating a guaranteed bestseller. As promised, I've got two books out there, both international bestsellers, award winners. My first is Dare to Dream, available on Amazon and otherwise. And the second that I'm doing quotes from today is called Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. And this is fun. I've actually never used my book for any of my shows before. So I'm sort of loving doing this because I get to learn from my own words too. I want to talk about creating abundance as promised and talk about laws. The universal laws that govern life, we don't get to see them, but we get to experience. So let's talk about some of the laws. And here's a quote from Wisdom to Success. The law of polarity allows us to experience life to the fullest, you know? If poverty did not exist, how would you know what it is like to experience abundance? Death versus life. The events or conditions or circumstances, they all work together for good. And when we can allow all of life, this is just pure acceptance. This is what I was telling you from the beginning, that we can receive all that is ours. There's a law of reciprocity, which is universally connected to reciprocity in this unfailing process that reciprocates, return in kind. What we see a lot today is the best business models that are thriving and succeeding in doing so because of reciprocity. Can you imagine a planet where countries operate under the laws of positive reciprocity, a law of universal good? The law of reversibility, everything has a way to operate in reverse. How do you figure out your dream? Do it in reverse. How do we go about this with the law of attraction? Well, you decide what you want and envision yourself as you are already having that or doing that. The feelings are so important. Smell it, see it, touch it. And from there, you can come backwards to where you are now. And that is where the energy comes. So to get where you desire to be, first awaken, because your life is created from the inside out. Then embrace personal responsibility. Empower yourself. Know that you can change your circumstances and learn to be happy by intentionally and intelligently making better choices, by consciously choosing your thoughts. And last, choose. Choose and take action. Quantum physics proves that there are always infinite possibilities for everything, and we, the observer, decide on which possibility becomes our reality. Therefore, we are creating our reality moment by moment by what we think or believe will be there. The waves of possibility becomes an experience in our reality because we expect it to be a certain way, and our expectations become the solid atom. Whatever you think about and believe to be true, regardless if those beliefs are based on real truth or perceived truth, are what determines how your life will unfold. The quantum field is an infinite field of potential. Anything and everything that has, does, or will exist begins as a wave in this field and is transformed into the physical realm, limited only by what can be conceived as truth by the observer. Who is this observer? You. If you believe, think, feel at some level, whether consciously or subconsciously, that money is difficult to come by, the energy emitted and broadcast will harmonize with energy of a harmonious frequency in your life will reflect that of money being difficult to come by. By the same token, if you believe that money flows to you effortlessly and you maintain the conscious and subconscious beliefs regarding that, you will find that money becomes easy to acquire. Taken a step further, if you can conceive and believe in the materialization of your biggest hopes, dreams, and desires, they already exist as a wave in the quantum field, as a probability of existence, only awaiting you to make them real. As quantum physics has proven, it is you who is responsible for whatever is occurring and being experienced in your life right now. This includes your partner, your work, whatever difficult situation you have around you. This difficulty is reflecting what you have put there. If you don't like it, then change it. And that, my dear, is science. Woohoo! So that is all about what is actually possible. And I'm just going to back up some of those abundance at the end of the quote there, because I want to really encourage you to create financial abundance. So again, just sit back or keep walking or wherever you are having this on at your workplace and allow the energy of these words to become your reality. Let those atoms take place. I am a living magnet for financial abundance and wealth in all its forms. I am aware that I am an individualized expression of the infinite flow of love, creativity, and abundance. Money flows to me from all directions. I feel prosperous at all times. Money flows to me easily and abundantly. Everything I need is coming to me easily and effortlessly. I give and receive money freely. Everything I need is already within me. I now have the time, energy, wisdom, and money to accomplish all my desires. It is okay with me to have everything I want. This is a rich universe with plenty for all. I now have a perfectly satisfying, well-paying job. I love my work, and I am well rewarded for the service I provide. Well, I want to talk a little bit around a dream or a goal. So I'm going to ask you to pick a dream or a goal in real time, just a dream or a goal, and I'm going to do some hypnosis for you. Again, this is not anything that's going to put you to sleep. Rather, it's going to cause you to be fully awake and alive right now and feel what's possible, probable, happening, and yours. This is an ultimate dream achievement script. So with that one dream or goal in mind, think about it, know it, got it. So now let your mind imagine that it is like a missile. Your mind is like a missile. You write down your goals and your dreams in every major area of your life from greatest to least. Your mind locks onto your goal target and will stay locked until it is reached at supersonic speeds. Once the target is reached, you move on to the next target easily and effortlessly. Your goals make you feel joy and happiness, enthusiasm, and eagerness. With total certainty of achievement, you write down goals and dreams in every major area of life. Intellectual goals, emotional goals, activity goals, physical goals, spiritual goals, financial goals, relationship goals, health and fitness goals. Your mind is like a missile. You write down your goals in a positive way that makes you feel joy and happiness, enthusiasm and eagerness, with total certainty of achievement. When you feel all these emotions, you will know that you are on target. Your mind is like a missile. You imagine every aspect of your goal. Imagine seeing, touching, feeling your goal. Imagine moving, hearing, smelling, and tasting your dream come true. Imagine all the good feelings. Imagine all the good emotions. Imagine the good thoughts. Imagine intuitive. Your mind is like a missile. It scans and seeks out all the necessary data to make decisions in the fastest, the smartest, the easiest, the wisest, most effortless way to the target that makes you feel joy and happiness, enthusiasm and eagerness, with total certainty of achievement. You can relax now because you know that you can achieve all your goals now easily, effortlessly, efficiently, at supersonic speeds. And you love it. Everyone is amazed, including you. Your mind is like a missile. Your mind can correct course in nanoseconds if necessary to remain locked on target. And because of this, no obstacle, whether internal or external, can stand in your way now. Your mind just simply finds the best and safest path around the obstacles and heads straight to the target easily and effortlessly with supersonic speed. You can relax now because you know that you achieve all your goals and dreams now easily, effortlessly, efficiently, at supersonic speeds. And you love it. Everyone is amazed, including you. And you feel fresh and alert and ready to achieve your goals and receive your dreams come true. Your life is a series of successes. And you desire to learn more about creating because your dreams, this process, this experience is so pleasurable. You're attracting the best opportunities into your life. You're very clear about what you want out of life, and you get what you want out of life. You have the self-discipline to stick with your goals until they're accomplished. You allow only positive and winning thoughts to flow through your mind. You are filled with optimism and enthusiasm in pursuing your goals to fruition. You're a winner. You accomplish all of your goals, and you experience an intense inner drive to create your dreams into your reality, to accomplish, to win, to accomplish, to win. Yummy. So this next segment from the book is called Figure Out What You Want and Learn How to Ask for It. I really think that's a huge secret in life. Here is the quote from Wisdom to Success. The one guarantee we all have in life is that we're going to die. Each of us is going to leave this body, this incarnation, and it is up to you to decide what kind of legacy to leave behind. We don't have an expiration date stamped on the bottom of our foot, so we need to decide what we want to be, what we want to accomplish and experience while we're here. What blueprint for your life do you prefer to leave behind, and in what condition do you desire to leave this planet when you go? I was watching a movie this weekend, and the protagonist decided she would go to see a therapist. She doesn't actually carry through with the appointment. She leaves the appointment because she's too afraid to open up, and just as she's about to exit the office, she steps back in and addresses the therapist by asking, "Hey, you've been doing this a long time. You've seen thousands and thousands of patients. What's the one thing, the one secret that you can impart to me that you've learned?" The therapist thinks and replies, "That's a really good question." And he considers it for a moment, and then he says, "Figure out what you want and learn how to ask for it." So find out what you love, then inquire and make a request of you, of others, of life. figure out what you want and learn how to ask for it. Next, I urge you to manage the minutiae in your life. In other words, just stop spending so much time on Facebook and Twitter, and instead, keep your eye on the ball. Life goes by so fast, right? Tick, tick, tick. The minutiae attempts to pull us away like a pretty, shiny object. And we can mindfully instead place our responsiveness and our focus back where we intend to end up. What do you want to achieve? Move your attention there instead. I laughed when I heard that the word social networking is actually social not working. Yeah, when it comes to social networking or not working, it's said we're amusing ourselves to poverty. Time is up to you. What you do with it is based on decision. Choose to allocate your time, since getting ahead is often about mastering time. You can mindfully choose where you're going to put your attention. In his book, Through the Looking Glass, Lewis Carroll wrote, "Sometimes I believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast." So remember, all you Dare to Dreamers, life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. The secret to managing life and success? Figure out what you want and learn how to ask for it. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I'm talking and teaching about dreams. I'm so happy to be with you today. And know then, in all the following shows, I'm going to be imparting a little bit more inspiration in every opening. And I usually feature an amazing guest who's created some pretty crazy, wild, big, big dreams come true. And they're living it and are becoming master at what they do. And that's what we have to look for going forward together. I wanted you to learn more about me in this segment, this one-hour show, so we get to know each other well. Stay with me. I think when I come back, I'm going to talk about the I Am principle in regards to dream. What is I Am? Stay with me and find out. We'll be right back.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com. The bestseller launch program team has long-term client credibility and 100% success in creating international best-selling books. Your book will become a U.S. or international Amazon bestseller, guaranteed. You will get published and you keep all the royalties, even if your book is already published. Your book will be promoted to over 1 million of our global following. You'll be provided comprehensive reports, including hourly bestseller proofs during your launch. And you'll have book press releases and radio interviews and everything to create a tsunami of interest and knowledge about you as a writer and for your book. Are you ready to become a bestseller? Well, the Guaranteed International Bestseller is available for you at MyBestsellerBook.com. What a great investment, MyBestsellerBook.com.
Only a few will take a chance.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
The iDot Connect and Heart Companion are advanced sacred geometry technology that connects you directly with Source. Put the iDot Connect in your pocket, wear the Heart Companion over your heart. It increases creativity, joy, and peace, increases intuition and ability to manifest, improves sleep and well-being, reduces stress, allowing for breakthroughs. Live a more fulfilling life at deborahdashinger.com/i-connect/.
In my mind, in my heart, in my soul, in my life, I have been searching for something, but you were my dream.
Debbie Dashinger at Dare to Dream Radio. I promised you a phone number if you'd like to call in. If you're getting something out of this ultimate goal, if you have any questions, anything to share, call from the U.S. or from Canada. Here's a toll-free number. It's 888-627. That's so funny. I wrote 627-008. I'm clearly missing a number there. We'll find out what the rest of the number is. And maybe, Don, you can jump in and illuminate us here. So it's 888-627-008. We'll find out more. And, of course, you can go to the website, thebbsradio.com, and find out how to get a hold of us there. I'll get the rest of the number for you in a little bit. And I promised I was going to be talking about I Am, and right before I go there, I want to tell you a couple other places to get a hold of me. If you want some free inspiration, go to YouTube, and my channel is Deb on the Radio, D-E-B on the Radio at YouTube. Twitter is Debbie Dashinger, it's D-E-B-B-I, D as in David, A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, and Facebook. Join me, please, Dare to Dream Radio and TV. So the I Am Principle, this is a quote from the best-selling award-winning book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Quote, I am is the name of God. I am is what Moses brought down from the mountain when he said, I just met Yahweh, and I can tell you what the name of God means. It means I am. I am is the point of all creation. I also want to share that for some people, there are elements of confusion in moving toward their dream because they think, oh, I just have to affirm this and it's going to happen. And again, that's wishful thinking. Rather, make a decision. Create a strategy. Put it into a strong I am and a decision. And from there, you can execute the steps. Take action to get there, and I can promise you, if you do that, it works. It works every time. It's truly exciting, and it's never ending. It's exponential. For anyone out there who has been invested in suffering or struggling, if you're thinking, oh my gosh, that's me, that feels like my life, that's all it is. All it is a story that you tell yourself and have bought into. You can take the same passion you've had to live a story of struggle and suffering and shift gears, just like you're driving a car, to shift those gears and align with a new intention. Here's what to do to align with your dream and goal. 1. Trust that you will always be looked after. Act as if there is an infinite energy that is there to protect and guide you. 2. Tell the truth. Is anything worth sacrificing your vital spirit and joyous experiences for? 3. Accept responsibility for your life and the events in it. 4. Come from the heart and rid yourself of fear. Fear constricts the wellness of life. If you truly come from the heart, you cannot have any fears. 5. Have sweet dreams. When you go to bed at night, picture the life and circumstances you desire to create. Drift off to sleep with these positive pictures being the last idea and imagery in your head as you fall asleep. This technique works wonders. So that's the end of the quote from that section in the book. And I'll give you some more hypnotic suggestions to get you ahead in the most beautiful way. I'm also going to quickly see if I can myself hop over to bbsradio.com and give you that phone number in real time if you'd like to call in during the show. So let's do some yummy stuff on personal growth. And remember, energy, just allow it in and receive it. Allow it in and receive it. Receiving is something that not many of us do. And how delicious would it be to just receive today? Because there is a universe truly who loves you and cares for you and is really trying to create for your greatest good. Yum. And here's your number, 888-627-6008. And as I said to our producer earlier, I think that's so funny. My birthday is 627, June 27th. So that's a meant-to-be toll-free number, 888-627-6008. Personal growth. I remember myself as the master that I am, the master I have always been. I know I have mastery over my life by how still I can keep my mind and how alert I am in the now. I am clear, untouched, and unharmed by all that I have experienced in my life. I use my power lovingly when I have influence over others. How about peace and harmony? Would you like more peace and harmony? Always, right? Me too, kids, me too. So more peace and harmony. As I become more and more aware of myself as eternal consciousness, I become more peaceful and at ease with all that happens in my life. Physical reality reflects this peace back to me. Everything in my life is exactly as it should be. My relationships are loving and harmonious. I am at peace. I trust in the process of life. I am connected to divine love and wisdom. I am harmonious and at peace regardless of my surroundings. Regardless of my surroundings, I am harmonious and at peace. My life is blossoming in perfection. I use my emotions, thoughts, and challenges to lead me to deeper, more interesting places within myself. I am grateful for all that I am. I feel God's love within me and all around me. I am a channel for loving, peaceful energy. I radiate with loving kindness, and life mirrors that back to me. And if you're feeling any stress, any tension, let's create some calm and confidence instead. I am cool, calm, and confident. I am in full control of my body, mind, and emotions. My body functions in health and harmony. Everything is as it should be. Sometimes I don't see the whole picture, yet I know everything will turn out fine. I am relaxed, focused, and in control. I feel relaxed, focused, and in full control of my body, brain, and mind. I release all negativity and tension. I feel calm, confident, and in control. Positive thoughts expand within me, and I open myself to all the possibilities and abundance of the universe now. I allow myself to be fully present, feeling relaxed, truly enjoying being in the moment, being in the now. I am calm, clear, and confident. I feel relaxation flowing from the top of my head down to my toes. Every cell in my body relaxes and functions in perfect harmony. I release tension from each and every part of my mind and body now. I feel comfort and relaxation flowing through me now, expanding with every breath. Peace and harmony flow through my body. It feels so good to be alive and well. With every breath, I relax even more. It is a wonderful feeling to be so deeply relaxed and calmly comfortable. I breathe out tension and stress. I breathe in relaxation and positive energy. With every breath, I become more relaxed, more focused. When I breathe out, I release negativity and fear. I breathe in self-appreciation and confidence. With every breath, I release tension, feeling more comfortable, more relaxed. I breathe out judgment of myself and others. I breathe in self-acceptance and love. I release the desire for control. I breathe in love and acceptance. With every breath, I feel more comfortable. I want to remind you that life is not happening to you. Life is happening for you. Most dreams that we have die in the tyranny of how. But truly, the how shows up when you get clear on what you desire. So focus first on what you want without regard to how you're going to make it happen. So I'll tell you a little story around that. About a year or so ago, I really was inspired out of nowhere to start speaking on stage. And, you know, inspiration is a Latin word for spirit into you. I had no designs on this, but I truly felt inspired by spirit. Start speaking on stage, Debbie. Start getting up and speaking about success and about books and radio and media. And I'm like, really? I'm loving my life. I've got clients. I've got workshop. I write books. I do books for other people. I'm on the radio. I'm interviewed on the radio. I'm interviewed on telesummits. This is kind of a cool life. I'm not sure I feel like getting up in a spotlight on a stage. Little scary. But you know, I was inspired to do it. And I know there's only one answer when inspiration hits, especially when it's from the outside and it's positive, and that answer is a resounding yes. So I said yes, and this is about not focusing on the tyranny of how, because the how shows up. So I was clear about what I was being asked or suggested to do. I said yes, and literally within 2 weeks, I had people come to me without my saying anything, and saying, by the way, we're putting on this big event, and this one's in Vancouver, someone else said that one's in San Diego, someone else said this one's in Beverly Hills. We would love you to come and speak to our group. We'd love and come you to come to speak at the Business Summit. We'd love you to go to the Global Influence Summit. I'm just sitting back going, this is amazing. All I said was yes. But of course, once I said yes and got booked into these things, then the fear factor really kicked in because I'm like, oh, wow, okay, now we need to know what we're going to be speaking about and we need to get it together. Most of these functions are actually in a format today called Speak to Sell, and it's a very particular formula and you need to understand how it works. Also, it's 70 minutes on stage. So without focusing on all of that stuff, I just went into action. I knew what I needed to create. Sometimes I didn't, and that information came along later, but I created as I went along. And it's amazing. You know, the first time I stood on stage and did it, it's like, wow. You know, it almost makes you want to cry with joy because first came the inspiration, the idea, the dream. Then came the, okay, I'm stepping into this, full choice. Then came taking action and strategy. And then came letting go and letting the universe create on my behalf. So all of that is the beautiful soup that created my being on stage and having great success at doing it. And frankly, great joy. I really ultimately enjoyed it. There was no fear at all when I was on stage. And I've gone on to do it several times. And I could tell you many stories in my life, whether it was doing the Los Angeles Marathon, which I've done several times, traveling, taking on new careers and businesses. There's many aspects that I've utilized this. So I want to emphasize, first, it shows up. Just the dream, the desire. So just focus on what you want. Don't give regard to how you're going to make it happen. Do be willing to take action. So you do, and the universe does, and it's a beautiful marriage. And it's never about your resources. It's about your resourcefulness. If you're resourceful, you'll acquire the resources, right? And even today, there are still enough people I can go to at a moment's notice and say, do you have any recommendations for speaking gigs? Or I have, you know, tons of places online where I know I can register for things that I don't just mean as a speaker, but I mean actual events and how to manage those. You don't have to know everything up front. You're perfect enough. You're good enough right now to move forward. And make your mess your message. We've all got a mess. We've all lived through something, some things that created us into who we are. The good stuff, the tough stuff we've been through. Your mess, once you get through bleeding, once you're healed, you've made it real, you deal, you heal, you're on the other side, then you make your message. Why? Because when you've learned and gotten through something, you are now a wisdom teacher, and you can teach those who follow, and they'll love to learn from you. So important. What else about creating dreams? Well, in creating dreams, you can just figure out what is your dream, what is your goal, and fill in the blank. This is a great sentence. Every choice in every day that helps me achieve, fill in the name of your dream, is a choice to be kind and generous to myself. Wow, what a different, awesome point of view. Every choice in every day that helps me achieve my dream, my goal, is a choice to be kind and generous to myself. That's what's happening when you create your dream. Whether it's a healthy body, a prosperous entrepreneurial career, a best-selling book, a vacation to Italy, you decide. And if you don't know where you are or where you want to go with your life, how will you ever get there? When you aim at nothing, you're sure to hit it. Aim at nothing, you are sure to hit it. So aim at something instead. Truly have a target. Mindfulness is simply a matter. Realize where you already are. Where are you right now? It's so important for us to follow our dreams and create them. There are so many reasons to follow our dreams and live the life you've always desired. Here's a few. I say follow your dreams because dreams make life worth living. Your dreams are what get you through any kind of a day. Dreams are a reason to keep going. They're why we often wake up in the morning, get excited because we get to do it again, try again, take on more steps. And then when the dream is actually actualized, then we're living our dream. How cool is that? Dreams are great because we meet other dream seekers. It's true. When they say cream rises and all that, it is my life. It's my clients' lives. I've seen this happen. And anyone that you admire who's a mentor, whether in actuality or they're a mentor from afar, you look at them and say, wow, they're living a dream life. Like they're motivated, they were excited, they pursued their dreams. And then you see we attract other people who are vibrating at the same place with the same values and interests. We surround ourselves with that energy and other high achievers come along. And guess what? When we hang out with other high achievers, we all go further. We all motivate and inspire each other further. They're great connections to have. It's so important to go for our dreams because we become an inspiration to others. We follow our dream. We go for our dream. We give hope to others because really, they all want to do the same. We all want to do the same. We become an example. We are a servant in a way, if you will. Our dream becomes a servant. Our going after our dream, it's a beautiful example and a reason why others should do the same. I say go for your dreams because no one's going to follow your dreams for you. And let's face it, it's true. No one's going to pursue your dreams for you because everybody has their own dreams, their own goals that they want to achieve. And if you don't go for it, it won't get done. And it was given to you, so do it. When we experience dreams, we really create a very happy life. We get on the path and we start to feel this really distinct change in how we feel. There's this level of happiness in pursuing our dream and creating our dream. There's a sense of pride, a confidence arises, an excitement, a joy about doing something that we've always wanted to do. And hey, you only live once. True, life is short. So why spend your days doing something you don't love? It's time to make a decision and go for it. So I ask you again, what is your dream? And to fill in the blank, every choice and every day that helps me achieve my dream is a choice to be kind and generous to myself. This is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream. I'd love you to join me every week on the show. Please write in. I do read everything that you guys write to me, and it means a lot. And remember, if you want to achieve greatness, stop asking for permission. We none of us need to ask permission. Just go out and do it. To find out more about me, go to DebbieDashinger.com. There's lots of free downloads there. D-E-B-B-I, D as in David, A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R.com. And if you're ready to turn your book into an international bestseller, let's do it. Go to MyBestsellerBook.com. And finally, just remember, the secret to creating your dreams is to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream? To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible no more, if you only
hand. That's just the way it's got to be. Things are gonna grow before you even know. It's like flying without wings. Anything's possible. Take a miracle, just a miracle.